see our Jesus, we see our blood, we see our risen one,
exalted in
love. We see our Jesus, yeah.
We see our Jesus, we see our blood,
we see
the risen one, exalted in love.
We sing a Jesus.
We sing a Jesus. We sing a Christ.
Yeah.
We sing the risen one,
exalted in us.
Exalted in love.
We sing a Jesus. In heaven, we see a Jesus that is in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Therefore, we conduct ourselves as one that God lives within. Therefore, even in this service today, we receive and we bless one another as a carrier of Jesus. As a carrier of Jesus. We don't just see a Jesus that is far away from us. We see us. We see us. We see Him in us. We see Him. We see Him active in our activities today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, Jesus is seen in my activities, in my conduct, in service today. Say, Jesus is seen in my activities, in my conduct today. Hallelujah. Thank you. Be seated. Thank you. Yeah. Don't just see a Jesus somewhere in heaven. See a Jesus that is exalted in us. Exalted in us. Jesus that is exalted. Where? In us. In us. In us. Because the joy of Jesus is not to go to heaven. He came from the heaven, right? So the end point of his journey, why he did all he did, was not for the sake of heaven, is for God to live in us. It's for us to be the house of God. So when he was saying in John 14 that in my Father's house there are many mansions, I am coming back. The coming back is by the indwelling of the Spirit to indwell man. So the joy of God is not. It's not just a Jesus. I mean, the joy of redemption is not a Jesus in heaven. It's a Jesus that is exalted in us, in the believer, in us. Praise God. So, this is part one, our Jesus. This is part three, right? Okay. It looked like something that looked like part two yesterday. Although we didn't finish, or we at least scratched the surface. So we call the series Our Jesus. We have been studying for a while now. Our Jesus. We see our Christ. We see a risen one, exalted in us. So, God's word is for God's work. Write that down, please. God's word is exclusively for God's work. Or alone is for Ishe alone. That means God's word is for God's work. The focus of God's word is the salvation of man. That is it. The focus of God's word is that salvation of man. That's the focus. That's the focus. The salvation of man. Salvation of man. That's the focus of God's word. Salvation of man. That's the focus of God's word. Say God's word is for God's work. Yeah. So, regardless of the historical document, whether it's poetic, whether it's Proverbs, whether it's Psalm, whether it's romantic, some Solomon, our singular interpretation must be that same salvation through faith in Christ. That must be our singular interpretation, our singular deduction from the scripture. Salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Salvation, the one that is by faith in Christ, not salvation by works, not a legalistic salvation. So, this is what we must deduce from every verse of the scripture. It's not fair when people dig into scriptures, into redemptive words, to teach emotions. It's not fair when people dig into such to teach emotions. Very subtle guys. They will not be quoting epistles, but you see what they are quoting it for. Those are killers, like killers, killers. To have another focus greater than Christ is to, to have another focus greater than Christ in the Bible is to be an idol worshiper. To have another focus greater than Jesus in the Bible is to be an idol worshiper. That's the point. That's just who you are. Like if you look at the Bible and what you bring out is you are looking at the Bible to bring out things, plenty things. You are just an idol worshiper. That is idol worshiping. Yes, with the Bible as a tool. We have explained this countless times before. So, for instance, look at John 5:39. As important as eternal life is, eternal life, like heaven, heaven, heaven. Do you know that the Bible is not written for you to focus on heaven? It's a very wrong focus. Heavenly rest, we no go tire. Heavenly rest, we no go tire. We no go tire. You should be tired. You should be tired. And that's why the race is very burdensome. The focus of the scriptures is not eternal life. See John 5:39. Let's read together. One to go. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. But they are they which testify of me, and you will not come to me that you might have what life. That means don't look at the Bible for eternal life. Don't look at the Bible for holiness. Look at the Bible for Christ. So Christ is the giver of eternal life. Christ is the giver of holiness. Christ is the giver of righteousness. Christ is the giver of all the blessings of God. So don't look at the scripture looking for those, like, or let me say it better this way. Don't start your search of the scripture looking for holiness. Don't start your search of the scripture looking for righteousness, looking for eternal life, looking for how to make heaven. You get how to enter heaven in Christ. You get righteousness in Christ. You get holiness in Christ. These are in Christ concepts. They are not outside Christ concept. They are not things that you can get outside Christ. They are in Christ. Say they are in Christ. Yes, they are in Christ concepts. Luke 24:25. So weeks ago, I'm a man of God. One star preacher was preaching in Nigeria. And so funny, he was reading this very awesome scripture, Luke 24:25. He said unto them, O fool, slow of heart to believe all that the prophet have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to have entered into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And the story continued like that. Till verse 32, and they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us? Guess what? This guy read this whole place, he left the whole essence, and he was saying, if it is God's word, it must burn. He now focused on that burning. That if it's not burning, that if it did not shock you, like you know, you know all those stuffs.
And that was his focus.
Can you hear God's word that you didn't burn? And yes, you understand? Yes. Are you with me? So burning here is just to reflect, it's a reflective of the fact that they are able to comprehend what Jesus was saying. So, like, it's so easy to start cherry picking things, looking for emotions, looking for emotional stuff, emotional topic, emotional discussion. No, that ought not to be. So we must respect that sanctity of the scriptures. That sanctity. See, men have been stressed of their life, stressed of fun, deprived of their family, deprived of the good things of life. Some people even lost their life just for you to have this Bible in your hand. Just for you to have this written document in your hand. Men lost their life just to preserve this Bible. So that you can have this Bible to read and to search out Christ, the plan of God. So we must not disdain their labor. Men died just to give us the Bible, particularly the epistles. We must respect that. We must treasure it. What you are carrying in your hand was made available by the blood of men, not just the blood of Christ. Men died to preserve this. You will see have countries today that this Bible is being banned. So don't just pick it and you think you can use it for Romeo and Juliet. So 2 Peter 1:16, you should know that. 2 Peter 1:16, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitness of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory. Where there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved son, you know, I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the holy month. Verse 19, want to go? We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereby you do well that you what? Say, take heed. Yeah, as unto a light that shineth in the dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Remember how I explained day dawn and day star? You remember that? Until the day dawn. He said you should take it until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. That also looks like the end point of Ephesians 1. Until revelation dawns on you, until understanding dawns on you. Understanding to the unbeliever will be salvation. Understanding to the believer will be spiritual growth. Until the day dawn and the day star shines on your heart. He said, we have not followed cunningly devised fables. But Peter said, guys, come. If it's about an official man, this is not what it is. This is not just one of the plenty fables around. It's not one of the plenty cat and dog stories. It's not one of the plenty just make, you know, we have what is called make believe, right? Make believe. Just a fiction. Pick pictures, stories, Avengers, comic book, DC Comics, Marvel. This is not one of those. It's not a cunningly devised fables. Now saying verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but the holy men of God spake, being moved by the Holy Ghost. So you see, although like you see where I was reading from, he said there came such a voice, that's verse 18, which voice we heard when we are in the holy mountain with him. So despite the supernatural appearance that Jesus had, well, see, the appearance of Jesus is awesome. That you saw Jesus in your dream is awesome. And that has been the joker of plenty ministries today. Once they just tell you that I saw Jesus, I saw this vision, I saw that, you people are carried away to believe whatsoever comes after that. Personally, I have seen Jesus minimum of 3 times, the one I can remember. I know it was when I encountered the truth of God's word that my life and ministry really changed. Imagine, Peter was seeing Jesus for 3 years, physically. And Jesus was telling him everything. He took Paul that never saw Jesus to now explain that Jesus to Peter that saw Jesus. It's a revelation knowledge.
So not by pastor, I'm close to pastor, I'm close to Jesus. It's not by that. It's not by affiliation. It's by revelation knowledge. That's serious. It took Paul to bring it out. Things that Peter ought to know. What if you remember? Like we are going to see today in this service today. Most of the things in the account of John, they now say, and they understood after his resurrection. A lot of things that Jesus was telling them then, they didn't get it then. It was after resurrection. In fact, even when he was saying after resurrection, it doesn't mean that day. It's saying after, very well. E.g., when did they finally agree that the gospel is for the Gentiles? Acts 15 itself. When do you think, what do they think Jesus was saying in John 10? See John 10. Other sheep I have, they are not of this fold. What do they think Jesus was saying then? John 10 verse, look for that place for me, help me, look at the Bible. 16, man. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also must I bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be what? One fold, and one what? One shepherd. What do you think Jesus was saying in Acts 1? And shall be witness unto me in what? Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, unto the uttermost part of the earth. But they didn't get it. They were preaching to Jews alone. They are still preaching water baptism. They are still preaching plenty of stuffs. So, go back to John now. Okay, we are in hospital. Now, let's check. So, like, I'm talking about the superiority of the word. Superiority of the word. Superiority of the word. Check Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Verse 89. This is a long read. Learn to treasure the word. Learn to value the scriptures. Learn to treasure the scriptures. Psalm 119, verse 89. Are you ready? Are you ready? So I'll read one verse. You read the next verse for me until we are where we are going. No, this is not just for, like, it's not just, it's so sad that the Psalms we know, Psalms we ought to know last is the one that we knew first. So, Psalm 109, okay, let me read text 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Read verse 90, yes. They continue this day accord. We are reading the longest chapter in the Bible, okay? So that demands some. Let's see what the longest chapter in the Bible focuses upon. Okay, they continue this day according to thy ordinance, for all are thy servants. Next verse, yes. I will never forget thy precept, for with them thou hast quickened me. Hallelujah. Next verse, yes. Hello. Verse 95. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy what? Testimony. Next verse, yes. Wow. Man, how love I thy law. King James. It is my meditation all the day. Amen. Hold on. Do you see that? It's my meditation. How long? All the day. Next verse, one to go. I have more understanding than all my teachers. You know this one. Anytime you cannot pass physics, you rush to this one. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimony are my meditation. Verse 100, yes? I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. Next verse, yes? How sweet are thy words unto my taste? Yea, sweeter than honey in my mouth. Next verse, yes, sirs. Thy word, verse 105, want to go. Thy word is a lamp and a light. Can you see the focus progressively? Okay, remember the next verse. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgment. 107, yes. according to thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the free will offering of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgment. Verse 109. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precept. Wow, next verse. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. Next verse, I hate. Wow. Again, read that again. Come on, read that again. Want to go? That's sweet. Okay, depart from me, you evildoers, for I will. Okay, thou art my hiding place, and my shield I hope in thy word. 115, yes? Uphold me according to thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Yes? Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Yes? Okay, my flesh trembleth for fear of thee. I am afraid of thy judgment. Next verse. Be surely, for thy servant is good. Let not the proud oppress me. Yes, next. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Next verse. It is time for thee, Lord, to walk, for they have made void thy law. Yes? Read 127 again. Want to go? Yes, help me. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and hate every false way. Next verse. The entrance of thy word giveth light, and it giveth understanding unto the simple. Next verse. Lord, look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do with those that love thy name. Next verse. Under my stand. Deliver me from the oppression of the man, so will I keep thy precept. Next verse. Rivers of water run down my eyes because they kept not thy law. Yes? Thy testimony that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. 139. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. Awesome. 41. Yes, Psalm 119:142 now. Yes, let me read. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thy righteousness is an what? Everlasting. Hallelujah. It's like saying your type of salvation is an everlasting salvation. That's all. What's righteousness? Ability to stand before God without any sense of. Hallelujah. Without any sense of guilt, condemnation, or inferiority, and is everlasting. Praise God. Say the type of righteousness that God gives is everlasting. Okay, where are we? Verse what? 1.3. Trouble and anguish have taken hold of me, yet thy commandments are my delight. Next verse. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. Next verse, yes. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hope in thy word. Next verse. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. Next verse. Thou art near, O Lord, and all the commandments are true. Next verse. Consider my afflictions and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Yes? Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Next verse. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet do not I decline from thy testimony. Consider how I love thy precept, quicken me. Can you see this quicken? Hallelujah. Who remember quicken on this Friday? Quickening spirit, right? So how does God quicken people? By the word. Which word? Word of Christ. Hallelujah. What is quicken? To make alive, right? So that means the man that was made a living soul, but the last Adam was a what? Quickening spirit. So the quickening spirit quickens men by what? The quickened word. Hallelujah. That should follow some rhymes, eh? The quickening spirit can quicken or quicken men by the quickened word. Amen, amen. Don't put that on Facebook, would you? So, like, you can see that the quickening of God is by the word. Is by the word. To quicken simply means to be raised from the dead. With Christ. Well, it's by the word. Help me, which verse is that? Where are we? Okay. So consider how I love thy precept. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. 160. Want to go? Yes? Princes have persecuted me without cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. Yes? Come on, read that again. Come on, yes. Remember how Pastor Seku said that verse. I rejoice at thy word as one that has won them. You remember? People with the spirit, right? Yes. He said, I rejoice at thy word as one that has won what? Paracletos. If you just only got an alert from the say name, Jesus sent you an alert, $20 million. How will you rejoice? He cannot pattern how you will rejoice. Everything, how will you rejoice? Everything, how will you rejoice? Come on. So that is how you. So we are not. When you see us exerting at God's word, this is say as one that has won great spoil. What is going to spoil? A wolf. Amen, amen. Who lost free ride? Yeah. You have been standing in the sun for just see IJ. Just see one nice car, just drove past. They say, can I drop you at your house? Say, thank you. If you enter that thing, I catch you again. As one that has won great spoil. Hallelujah. As one that has eat them. Say them. No bem cannot be 50k, it's not bem, right? No, that's not bem. What is bem to boo boo? As one that has found bem. Okay, which verse are we? 163. Huh? Are you sure? Okay, yes. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. Next verse, yes. How many of you don't do this? You lied. Why you read it? Do you do it? You lied. Okay. Great peace have I have they which love thy law. Nothing shall offend. Wow, that's awesome. Say nothing shall offend them. Say the word and nothing else matters. Say once the word is working, everything else can follow in time. Get that word though. I mean, once the word, it's not that you say, let everything else fall to the ground. No. But everything else can follow in time, like progressively. Like, don't worry. Once I am, my pace in the world is okay, every other thing that man ought to pursue, I will allow you to just follow in what? In time. Like, I will give you time to catch up. I will give my intellectual, I'll give my career time to what? To catch up. I'll give my marital life, you are still pursuing that, time to what? To catch up. What is that life? Your planting life, time to what? Catch up. Another life, my business life, time to what? Catch up. But what must I not wait for? Catch up? What must be going? Others must what? Catch up. Others can catch up. So, which verse is that? So he said, nothing shall offend them. That's awesome. Say, once the word is working, nothing shall, like, say, nothing. Okay, verse 166. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. Next verse, yes. I have kept thy precept and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Next verse. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. Next verse. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteous. Next verse. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Next verse. Again, let my soul live. Last verse, want to go? Yes. I have. Hallelujah. Some of you have already read this in your life before. Once you just read it to one part, you just give up that this is too long. Just give up. What is the focus of this chapter? What's the focus? The word. Say the word. Don't have a wordless Christianity. Don't have a rhema Christianity. No, what I mean by that? A punchline. No punchline. Punchline. Not like a jasa. You don't know the word, but you know the punchline. You know the pa. Just magnetic scriptures, right? Key points. When you see, who knows stone and cousin? Stones and cousins. Which book? Okay, you know that one, right? Okay, let's look for you. Okay, who knew Ababio? You know Ababio, right? Ababio is at minimum of how many pages? Remember, 1,000 words. Remember? Hey, you guys, you are not. Then from GS3, some people have been reading Ababio then, from GS3. The key point of biology, how many pages? You see one small thing like this. And I don't know what those guys do is. They will do their best to almost cover every. You will see some topics that Arabia will spend 50 pages on. They will just. Just four paragraphs. Amen. So, it's just. Oh God. It's not have a key point Christianity, have a word Christianity. Christianity must be Christ-focused through the word. Christ-focused through the word. Or Christ-focused by the word. Christ-focused by the word. Christ-focused by the word. Christ-focused by the word. Proverbs 6:23. In Christianity, we focus on Christ through the word. We don't focus on Christ by the appearances of Christ. We don't focus on Christ by the plenty, by some plenty things, by things, by ordinances, by pictures, Holy Mary, Holy Jesus, pray for us. No, we don't use pictures. That is through the word. We know Jesus. How? How? Through the word. Say through the word. Say through the word. So, Proverbs 6:23. Let's read slowly. Once ago, for the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are what? The ways. Come on, let's read that again. Want to go? For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are what? A way of life. Isaiah 9. Isaiah 9. That's the word. That's the word. Isaiah 9, verse 2. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them are the light shine. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. The joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide. This is how you rejoice upon your salvation. Yeah, this is how you rejoice. So, of course, that great light you saw there in that is verse 2 is a function of the revelation of Christ as written in the scripture. That is how we must train ourselves. So now, if somebody comes to the front right now and say, yes, let's praise God for me, I just got a brand new SUV. Glory! People will be happy. But Christianity is where we train ourselves to be happier. I'm not saying you should be sad right now when good things of life happens. But in Christianity, you train yourself to be happier when the revelation of God's word dawns on you. That's why after teaching in church like this, if we say rejoice, you should be happy. You should be happy. Oh God. You don't know the privilege you have. Let me give you at least the very one that you should easily remember. The Ethiopian eunuch came from where? Far Africa to Jerusalem to worship. See, oh, this guy came, of course, he's on us and Keke. How many days do you think that journey will take? Where is Ethiopia in the map of Africa? That should be around East Africa, right? So that means we have to go to cross, you have to go to Egypt to cross, right? Cross through Egypt, cross to Saudi, come down for the Palestinians before you can get minimum. That will be months, trust me. Because they will be stopping. They also will not be walking 24/7. And he finished the worshiping. He was coming back. He was reading the book of Isaiah. And Philip got to him. Sir, after months of your travel, after the worship, understandest thou what you are reading? Very honest man. What did he say? How can I? And what that plenty trip would not do for him. I don't know how long Philip would have spent in a moment of explanation. Wow. See, learn to value this scripture that I've always been reading for you. Matthew 11. Come on. I've always been reading this. Matthew 11. Value it. Value what you are. Like I love to say, the reason why some people fight eternal salvation is because they thought everywhere in the world is like this. Tell your neighbor, say, learn to travel. You can trek there. Tell them you can trek there. Learn to travel. Remember times, go to some villages. In fact, go to some of these advanced countries. In the story I was sharing with you about the churches in China, that's, I told you that there are over 20 million that have just 21 overseers, that there are 21 leaders, they are overseeing over 20 million people in their church. So after, and they don't have Bible, the leaders don't even have Bible, it's the American preacher that had to smuggle in Bible to give them for the sake of the meeting. Are you getting me? Come on. When he was now done preaching, he said, okay, what can I do for you? Can I pray for you? I want to pray for you. What do you guys want? They said, well, you guys in America, you are free to worship God anytime. Will nobody arrest you? Yeah, right now, if you try it, you are not bold to preach Jesus. We are doing it in caves. All our services, there's no AC, in caves, in deeps, we are caught with the Bible, it's 3 years imprisonment. So just pray that one day we should be free like you. The man said, he looked at us, said. Say no, say I will not pray that prayer. Say, preacher, why? He said in my country, say preaching outlasts 45 minutes. Say people will stand up and they walk out of your church. So you have been here from morning till night, and you are saying I should continue for 7 days. He said, in my country, if everything is not nice, padded wall, padded everything, Texan, AC tight, say they will not come. Say, but you are being in this hot, under this 45 degrees, hot atmosphere, listen to God's word and sins. And he gave some other point. Say, I will not pray that we become like you. Say, I would rather pray that, I will not pray that you become like us, I will pray that we become like you. Amen. Now, that is one thing I'm trying to cultivate in this place. We don't have to wait till our times to study God's word. if we will not get it in soft like this, where if you are not getting it in this type of atmosphere like that, you have somebody that is not, you have people that are not bothering you with, all of you, go and close your account, come and pay church rent, go and do this. If you are not getting in this atmosphere, you will have to get the same thing in under thick persecution. Thick. Amen. And at the end of the day, the result is still the same. What you must get is what you must get. Whether you studied under the tree or you studied where? In Aso Rock. What you must get is still the same property that we are looking for. Say, treasure God's word. Say you in the place, you finish preaching from morning till they say, please, can you please continue? And no, they will just manage to give you water, sir. Okay, can you please come again tomorrow? After preaching all day, and the same Christianity. So what I was saying is, the reason why a lot of people think that you say, are you preaching something standard? Everybody just enter everything like that. You are not serious. You are very daft. You that say something. Go to Saudi. Go to UAE. Even go to some European countries. You will see a whole community without church. I had to travel from a place like Kuba to a place farther than Gbagbalada to see a redeemed church. And it was even redeemed. Our redeemed. So now, if not for our redeemed, the only church they have there is, they call it one Protestant church and one Protestant. You don't have Catholic in that place. So, like, no church. And they say, when I preach, young people don't come to church. Say, when the so-called churches, the only people that come there is old, 60 and above. We are tired of life. They're tired of everything. So they are just looking for anywhere to what safely retire. Yeah. And somebody on Facebook was saying, all these folks, it's only young people that come to your church. You know, people are not serious. There's a country that they are looking for the young people. Young people are not coming. They are saying, that is only young people that are coming. So what should we do now? Entoloro nifila, right? I don't know how to say that in English. Let's leave this. I said, Matthew 11, right? Verse 26, 27. Slowly, please look at it. Want to go? All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Based on this, he now said what next verse? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So the rest will be rest from what? Look at verse 7 again. People who are trying to know the Father. People who are trying to know God. So the rest there will be rest from toils, right? Are you with me? Rest from toils. Do you know what people did in the dark ages just to know God? You know what people did in the dark ages? Some people, they say, did you know all those stories now? From depending on your sin, that you have to pay the punishment is, some of them say, go on your knees, walk up on a mountain. Some of you have to lacerate yourself, shed your own blood. And these are genuine people. They are looking for exactly what you are rejoicing over today. Exactly. In fact, it became so tough that it tells some people to join the military, go to war. Then God will say, after you have fought for this country, after you have fought for the Pope, God will what? Forgive your sins. That is for them. Shout glory now. cleric. Say, I value this. Say, I value God's word. So, and that was Isaiah 9 that I read earlier. Go to Isaiah 60. So, Christian devotion is to the revelation of Christ in the scripture. Christian devotion. The surprising part is Christ rose from the dead. I think if somebody died now for 3 years and you came back, why should you need any other thing else to prove yourself? God's been telling you how far now, my G. See me, I don't show. After the resurrection, he took them again through the scripture. Put your hand in Isaiah 60, rush to Luke 24 again. Put your hand in Isaiah 60, rush back to Luke 24. I'll be fast. Verse 36, and as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. For they were terrified and frightened, and supposed they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are you troubled? Why do thoughts, Luke 24, 38, why do thoughts arise in your heart? Behold my hands and my feet. Now it is me, undo me. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hand and his feet. And why they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, have you any meat? And they gave him a piece of, they still give him fish. They prove it, and he took it, he eat before them, saying, hey, it's true, it's evil. Verse 44, want to go, help me. And he said unto them, these are the words, speak unto you, while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which are written where? Law of Moses, in the prophets, in the psalm concerning me. Then open ye their understanding, that they might understand the scripture. And he said unto them, thus it is written, thus it be all Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and the repentance and remission of sins to be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at. And we are witnesses of these things. So, Christian devotion is to the revelation of Jesus in the scripture. The same Jesus himself did not just rely on the physical fact of the resurrection for faith. Faith must be based on what? Scriptures. Not Jim, supernatural, not demos. Faith must be based on scriptures, substantiated from scriptures. Are you with me, brethren? Okay, Isaiah 60 right now. Isaiah 60. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness shall cover the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen on thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Go to Isaiah 11, verse 1. Isaiah 11, verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And in the... go to verse 10. And in that day, there shall a root of Jesse which shall stand up for an ensign of the people. And lo, it shall... And to it shall the Gentiles seek. And his rest shall be... Its rest shall be what? Rush to Romans 15 right now. Romans 15. Now all this was fulfilled when the message goes to the whole world, including the Gentiles. Romans 15 from verse 8. Now I say then that, Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for a truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again, he said, to rejoice ye the Gentiles with him. And again, he said, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all the people. And again, Isaiah said, there shall a root of Jesse, and he shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, and in him shall the Gentiles trust. So all those prophecies you saw in Isaiah, they were fulfilled when the message got to the Gentiles. See what I'm trying to say? Those prophecies you saw, Isaiah 61, Arise, Shine, and Isaiah 11, they are not just fulfilled on the resurrection alone. They were fulfilled when the message now goes to the Gentiles. That means it's about the message of Christ. I am a Christian, it's not by mouth, it's by, I know the word of God. I can explain it. I can teach it. You are 30 years old. Quote John 3:16. Yes. Why is it John 3:17? You don't know. Shame on you. If you have not seen anybody to tell you that all this while, let me tell you that today. Only John 3:16-17, what's there? You don't know. Shame on you. Repent. What do you think we're in church for? To collect your money? Don't be a Christian by what is written in your passport. Be a practicing believer. Oh, Ezekiel, for when we started church for over 6 months in August, how many are we on Sunday? 10. Plus Jeremiah and Bubu. 10. 9.5. Christian devotion is to the world. Stop being a celebrity. You can dance in club. You still come to church looking for the church that has best dancing. You are a shameful Christian. Not you. No, that those things are conditional. You understand? Yeah. Not about abusing you. They are conditional statements. Say Christian devotion must be to the word. Must be to the word. The average Muslim will be able to recite all this rubbish. I'm serious. He will recite everything for you. From age, like I was, one of my colleagues, I didn't think that girl is 4 or 5 years. She'll be five or six, yeah? So he was now telling him, okay, can you recite that place in the Quran for me right now? And the girl was saying, I was listening to him. I said, so this thing you are doing to these people that they're not allowing us to get them easily. He said, yes, that's what I was saying that. So this is how you are hiding them from salvation. He said, yes, that's what they are doing. I said, don't worry, we'll catch you. But this is what I'm saying. I say, Jesus, well, if somebody carry your baby now and say, come on, right, come on, be crammy Bible. You say, leave her. Oh, no. Oh, kiss your Bunny and friends. Come on. Miss Teddy Bear. Christian devotion. Don't, if they ask, next time, if they ask you, how old are you in Christ? Say 2 days. If you don't know Bible, say, sir, sorry, I'm 2 days in Christ. For you to say, I have been a believer. The day faster, the day before was anointed. I was there. You are a disaster. Don't worry. In fact, I would have been the one that would have been the GO. Papa King, I mean, just misrode that day. Instead of laying hands on me, he crossed his hand and lay hands on my boy. And for the past 30-something years or so, your life has been like this. Like this. Shame. Shame. Same way, imagine you carry a woman, carry your big belly to the theater and say, I want operation. And doctor came. Say, yes. Okay, operation. Okay. How do we do this right now? Nurse, give me a pencil. I say, okay. Sharpen the pencil for me. Will you stay? That's not all the pain. What will you do? Break body. Take off. That is what you, when you are a believer and you have neighbors that is saying, demon is pursuing me. Say, yeah. Like, let me take you to one baba. That is even worse. You have families. You can't preach to them. You speak in tongues. No, you are the only one you have that speaks in tongues. Let that shame today. My parents will not agree. Me, we fought. This is my sister. Ask her. We fought the war for over one year. I won. At the end of the day, they all spoke in tongues. They spoke. We stopped reciting. What was the other thing? Recitation. Early Monday. We stopped. That's a stop. I said, no, mommy will not allow me. Sit mommy down. Mommy, my Bible. Mommy, I know it. Am I Binu? Yeah, I know it. My Bible. Mommy, quote John 3:18. He said, you don't know it anymore. Force this down for her. That friend, I said, you fine. You look fine. You look awesome today. Hey, come, you go to church. What did they learn in your church today? They ask him. This afternoon, they will shout to all of you. They are, you are awesome. What are you doing? You ask him, how do you look today?
They will not say, what do you learn today? Because I know that you see you right now looking like an idol. They want to see, how do you look today? That's what they want to know. So it's, what do you learn today? Say we are Christians. Practically. See, you can see us. We put all the makeup later. No wala. No wala. Was just pick us. If I don't take off, just pass by. Say, bah, come back. As you go, yeah? Come here. It was Tola one day that went out and one guy toasted that. Say, hey, Orogo, come, sit down. He retoasted the guy for Christ. And the guy is done. Say, thank you. Yeah, yeah. See you again tomorrow. Hey, be that believer. Be that believer. Amen, amen. Okay, now let's be fast. So, Matthew 4. Yeah, Matthew 4, 16. Luke 1, 72, please. Luke 1, 72. To perform the mercy promise to the fathers, to remember, please write down Matthew 4, 16, too. That is a fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah. The people which sat in darkness saw a great light. Then Luke 1:72, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, to remember his holy servant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, which he will grant, that he will grant unto us, that we've been delivered out of the hand of our enemies by serving without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou shalt be called the prophet of the highest, and thou shalt go before him, before the face of the Lord, to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto the people by the remission of sin through the tender mercy of our God. Hallelujah. Whereby the day spring, hallelujah, from on high has visited us. Amen, amen. To give light to them that sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Amen, amen. John 8, verse 12. That's the revelation of the word. John 8, verse 12. Two more scriptures after this. We'll be done with the first sermon. John 8, verse 12. I have much to say in the second one. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. To follow him is to follow his word. That's the point. To follow him is to follow his word. Please, have a word-devoted Christianity, Bramike. Have a word-devoted Christianity. A Christianity that is devoted to the word. Not just a status update thing. Jesus must be your emphasis. You don't just know things, don't know too much things. Know the real thing. Know the real thing. Know the real thing. Know the real thing. Salvation through faith in Christ. That's it. Know the real thing. Know the real thing. Fill your mind with this reality. Yes, your spirit is saved. Don't say my mind cannot follow. Your mind can follow. I've explained to you. You are a living soul. Why you are a living soul? You can hear, you can see, you can speak, you can reason, right? That's all you need to be a good Christian. What do you need? Your eyes to read the word. Your ears to hear messages. Your mind to reason. That's all. That's all. Again, what do you need? Your mind to what? Your eyes to what? To read the word. Your ears to what? To listen. Then your what? Mind to reason. That's all. We studied this extensively on Friday. That's everything that man needs to attain God's end has been given to man. So when God gave you a nose, a ear, everything, it's not for decoration. It's for Christology. The makeup of man, ability to read, to listen, to believe. Try and get Persona 2. We spoke much about this. See, my mind is not a mess. See, my mind is filled with the content of my spirit. Colossians 3:16. With the mind, we have to exhibit the realities of our spirit. With the mind, we have to exhibit the the reality of our spirit. A Christian is a person talking Jesus.
It's not a person that's now. Then the next right now is Philip Airline. Yes, we know how to disappear. Yeah. If I do like this, if something I will disappear. You know, first talk Jesus. I know you can disappear. Talk Jesus first. Talk Jesus. Talk Jesus. Talk Jesus. That's a Christian. Men are called Christian first in Antioch. What happened in Antioch? There was so much teaching. So much teaching. Guys, that is what the world needs, okay? The world needs to hear Jesus. Colossians 3:16. Let the world see. Show them love, yeah. Is like a story I can read to somebody. So face somebody. Let's read the first line first. One, two, go. Yes. Let the word of Christ dwell in you all. Again, read to that. Read to him again. One, two, go. Let the word of Christ dwell in you. Ah. I give you 2 minutes. Discuss the implication of that statement with your neighbor. Don't use it. Discuss the implication of that statement with your neighbor. Discuss the implication of what does it mean for the word of Christ to dwell in you richly. Discuss it. Talk. Speak. Ah. Don't be a paper tiger believer. Paper tiger. Richly. Let the world see. Show them love. Adam.
You are communicating.
One more minute.
Richly.
No. Is it? Come on. Richly. No. Sing. Come on.
Jesus in your heart, let the world see. Jesus in your heart, show them love. They can't deny, let the world see.
Follow it.
Jesus in your arms. Show them love.
When you are done, stop praying.
They can't deny. Let the world see. Jesus in your arms. Jesus in your
arms. Mama.
We'll see the love of Jesus when we teach. Oh, we show them love by teaching the world, so we must be filled with the knowledge of Christ in our hearts. See, Jesus in your eyes. Jesus in your eyes. We show love to men by preaching the gospel of peace. We show love to men by giving premium to love.
Stay. When I come now, let's sing. I had this word. Don't believe your cultural stance more than the gospel. Don't believe your cultural stance more than the gospel. Okay? That's for somebody. Maybe your culture says your greatest pursuit is money. I must make money. That is what drives my life. No, in Christianity, you have a different pursuit. You can do anything for money, but you can't do anything for God's word. That's not you. That's not you. Say, that's not me. If it's maybe what your background is, emotional things, romance, everything, and you think that is your greatest pursuit, no, that's not. You're a believer. You're a believer. Say, I'm a believer. Say, I'm a believer. Say, I'm a new creation. Say, from the day I believe in Christ, everything changes. Say, everything changes. Go back, then come back
to radiance to be before your presence came and changed me.
I won't go back, I won't go back.
I won't go back, I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came.
So, when we are talking about all my chains broken, those are part of the things that are broken. Let it remain broken. That's the point. They are already broken when you believe in Christ. Don't pick it again. Don't sew it with a thread. Do a chain. Imagine a chain, a broken chain. Now use thread, throw it to sew it. No, no, it's not yet broken. That's what you are doing. You're only sewing it back. You're only sewing back chain with what? With thread. You get me? You are, when you, if you say, I have issue, this is my life, this is what I have been used to, this is the only thing I can, this is why I cannot serve, this is why I cannot preach, this is why I cannot, all those things you are trying to, you are just using thread to bind up a broken chain. That day that the Holy Ghost came down into you, that you received the gospel, your chains are broken. The entanglements are broken. Hallelujah! Broken. They are broken. Leave it that way. That's all. Just leave it. What did he say in Romans 6? Just reckon yourself, right? To be dead. He didn't say die. Reckon. What is more of reckon? See yourself. Substantiate. Putting a square peg in a square. Substantiate it. Because it is done. We are not trying to make something done today. We are not trying to redo what Christ has done. I'm simply telling you that it is done. Let it be. Tell him, say, let it be. Say, let it be. Say, let it be. Come, be upstanding. Let's sing and pray. Let the world see.
Let the world see Jesus in your heart.
Show them love. Let's pray.
Show them love.